You're listening to Engage with Andy Bush. To connect with the program today, please send an email to andrew.bush@comcast.net. That's andrew.bush@comcast.net. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to the Engage Nonprofit Show with Andy Bush, and our monthly show that focuses on this key sector of the U.S. economy that doesn't get enough time or energy in the media. And, of course, CEO of LM Dietland & Associates, Lisa Dietland, is my co-host. Hey, Lisa, it's always nice to have you with me and looking at these wonderful institutions that we're going to have on. Now, in this segment, we are joined by Scott Schulke, retired police sergeant and autism safety specialist for the Autism Alliance of Michigan. The organization can be found at autismalllianceofmichigan.org. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, tell us about Autism Alliance of Michigan. What's the mission here?
The Autism Alliance of Michigan, we're a statewide advocacy group in the Michigan. Generally, you have a lot of local advocacy groups, parent groups throughout the state. We're a statewide advocacy group. We work directly with the families, helping them navigate through many roadblocks they have, often very confusing to families and causes many delays in their needed diagnosis and important treatments. I'm the safety initiative part of the alliance. I do all the safety trainings from police officers, firefighters, bus drivers, families, educators, and so on.
So why would all those groups, Scott, that you just named, firefighters, police officers, you know, ambulance, EMS workers, why would they need to be educated about autism or dealing with someone who's autistic?
Well, many times a person with autism comes into contact with law enforcement, fire, EMS, and many times they don't even know the person has autism. If you don't have a family member or if you've never had any training, how would you really know? Studies have shown that a person with autism has 7 times more contact with law enforcement than a member of the general public.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah,
Go ahead, Scott.
Many times their behaviors are misinterpreted by others. People call 911 and say they're drunk, they're high, they're crazy, they're thieves, when basically they have autism. People with autism also put themselves in danger where emergency responders are called and first responders are called to the scene to help.
So as your focus is on autism safety, and you've got this title of autism safety specialist, what do you spend your time doing? You're getting out into the community and helping talk to people. Walk me through like your day of what you do.
Basically, I'm on the road a lot putting on presentations to all those groups I talked about earlier. Meeting with groups, family groups, teachers, educators, police and fire. We put on basically a 2-hour training. The training has gone over very well. We've now trained over 10,000 people in the state of Michigan, over 8,000 of that emergency responders. Basically, we really try and expand their knowledge of autism and related behaviors, give them some tips how to effectively interact and with individuals with autism, and we also tell them how to work with their family member and care providers, because we tell the police officers, the bus drivers, nobody knows that person with autism better than a family member or a care provider. They know what triggers their meltdowns, how to calm them, how to communicate with them. They can make your job so much easier. So we always encourage them. We also give them resources. From my experience, I know a police officer, a firefighter cannot do their job without a whole bag of resources. So we give them state and local resources to help them work with and to give to the families out in the field.
So, Scott, you were, in full disclosure to our listeners, Scott and I went to high school together, and you were a police officer when you were doing your career, and then you retired. How did this become a passion of yours? Because you are at the forefront of leading this effort throughout not only the state of Michigan but the country. How did, you retired, and most people think I want to go to a beach, but you said, no, I want to do this. How did this become a passion of yours?
Oh, it's a pretty good story. I do not have a family member with autism. I knew nothing about autism. I was actually coaching my soccer in a little town of St. John's, Michigan, north of Lansing, where I live. And I soon learned 3 of my daughter Abby's teammates had siblings with autism. And it was no big deal. little noticeable on the sideline, not a big deal. One of the parents approached me, and she asked me, how much training has the Lansing Police Department had in autism? And I told her, I said, well, we have a lot of training, which we did, but nothing specific to autism. She told me she was with the local advocacy group in the greater Lansing area, and they would like to put together a training program for police and fire because there had been a couple incidents in the greater Lansing area where the officer and the person with autism didn't do very well. And they asked me, would you help us? Well, I really had to step back because I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And it took me a day or two, and I came back and I told them I would help them put together this training. But like I always tell my audiences, I told them there had to be a couple things. I said, one, the training has to be something the police, fire, and EMS can use in the street immediately. It can't be a bunch of studies because we'll lose them. I know that. I've been there. I said, second, it can only be about 2 hours long because we can't sit still either. So,
I love that. And so did you see
what was your go ahead, Lisa.
No, you go ahead, Andy.
No, I was just going to say, so what was I laughed because I thought that was a really funny comment. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Scott, was there a third point you were going to make about the three things you needed to have?
No, those were the two things I needed to have.
Oh, okay.
You know, we put together the training and we took it to the greater Lansing area chiefs of police, and Sheriff Rigglesworth from Ingham County, Michigan, right away said, I want my whole department trained. He said, not only is it the right thing to do, he said, I see the numbers with autism are on the rise, but it's also risk management for my department. And You know what? The people in the autism community said, Sheriff Rigglesworth gets it. So we started training as volunteers in the greater Lansing area with the Ingham County Sheriff's Office. And soon Sheriff Rigglesworth brought in the training, all the departments in the area started jumping in. The Autism Alliance of Michigan, the statewide advocacy group, found out about our training and offered me a position in retirement. So this is what I've been doing for approximately 3.5-4 years. It's been great. It's very rewarding. I get to get out there and meet a lot of people. A lot of the families are in need here in Michigan just as well as everywhere else across the country. So it's going very well. I really enjoy what I do.
That's fantastic. Maybe, you know, you just mentioned it was very rewarding. Give us an example of that. Maybe like an example of that your training helped somebody. Because that's, to me, and doing this nonprofit stuff, I love hearing those stories because it just makes everybody understand not only how important the work it is that you do, but just the lives that it impacts and how it does that.
We had a great success story right in South Haven, Michigan.
Gosh, can I just stop you there? I have a place in South Haven. I love that place, so this is awesome.
I'm from Michigan, and I love South Haven, so there we go.
Yeah, I'm sorry. All right, go ahead now, Scott.
Chief Tom Martin, the chief of police in South Haven, had been to two of my trainings. He was going to host trainings for the Southwest Corridor of Michigan. He was in the process of setting them up, and a call came in on his non-emergency line to his department. One of his administrative assistants took the call, and she told the person on the call she was transferring them to the Van Buren County 911 Center. They dispatch all South Haven's calls.
Okay.
Well, he asked the assistant, what was the call? And she said it was 11-year-old boy out of control, he has autism, and he just walked away. Well, right away, the chief's red flags went up when he heard wandered away. He turned on his radio, and as the call went out to the officer, all the call said was, 11-year-old boy walked away. Well, the chief got on the radio right away from his training, knowing that people with autism are drawn to water, and drowning is a leading cause of death for people with autism. He sent his sergeant down to the Lake Michigan shoreline. Before the other car could even get to the house and make contact with the parents, the sergeant found the young boy walking out to the end of the pier in Lake Michigan at the end of December.
Wow.
We credit Chief Martin with saving that boy's life. That little bit of knowledge he knew. He said he never would have known to send his sergeant down to the waterfront. He said when his sergeant came back, he asked the chief, how did you know to send me down to that waterfront? And he told him from the training. So to us, that was a big success story. And we've had several of those. It's been great.
I'm stunned. I'm amazed.
That's awesome. That is just awesome. I love it. I absolutely love it, Scott. It, you know, when you have examples like that, it really fuels your desire to keep doing what you're doing, doesn't it?
It sure does. You know, little success stories to us are big success stories. And we've had quite a few. The police, the fire, the EMS, the bus drivers who get very little training, the educators, the families, they're buying into this. The one thing we really wanted to do, and I told them when we were developing this, we just can't train law enforcement and fire. We have to train the full circle, everybody, to be proactive in autism safety and keep our autism community safe.
I love it. We need to take this national. This is amazing program, Scott. I am so proud of you.
Well, it like I said, it's very rewarding. I'm actually going to North Platte, Nebraska next month to present for the Nebraska Autism Society.
That's so fantastic. That's fantastic. Yeah, well, you bring up Nebraska. What can listeners outside of Michigan do to support autism awareness and education?
The big thing they can do is educate themselves. The little bit of knowledge you have in autism and understanding autism behaviors goes a long way. Maybe just being a little sympathetic to the families when they're out in public and maybe the child's having a bad day or a meltdown. Maybe he's just not a bad child. Maybe there's something going on there. Encouraging your emergency responders to be trained in autism safety, encouraging your educators and everybody around you to be trained. Like I said, a little bit of knowledge goes a long way.
That's so true. Well, I have certainly learned a lot on this interview. Thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, no problem.
All right, Scott Schulke from Autism Alliance of Michigan, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, fantastic. It's time for a break. You're listening to Engage Nonprofit Show. Lisa and I will be right back. You're listening to Engage.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.